Right, I'll have to go a bit fast, but we're going to have a good prayer soon for anyone who wants more gifts of the Spirit. Amen? There's always more. How many of you want more? Okay. You know, Pope John the 23rd started the Vatican Council, as I said, one of these days, with the prayer to have a new Pentecost on the church. Amen? And this is we have to realize that this is the same church that came out of the hands of Jesus, the same church that the apostles belonged to. It's the same church and hasn't changed, except very often because we don't do the things that we should be doing. We stopped doing them. And God is calling His church again to evangelize with signs and wonders. Because without these signs, we will not be effective in evangelization in this time. Amen? And if ever the signs of Pentecost were needed, they are needed more now. Okay? I mean, I really am worried about people who say that people who are blocking this great move of the Holy Spirit even within the church or churches. So many are blocking this action of the Holy Spirit. And basically, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, etc., having a form of piety but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them. Amen? They deny the power of the gospel, the power of God. And in 1 Corinthians 4:20, Paul makes it very clear, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Amen? How dare we go and evangelize without the power of the Holy Spirit? How could we ever imagine it? Amen? This is why some of the churches are empty. And then people who are manifesting the signs of the kingdom, people are flocking to those places. Isn't it obvious what God is telling us? Use the signs of the kingdom and the people will come back to the kingdom. Amen? It's so clear. In recent days, we find that Pope, people gathering documentation of what the late Pope John Paul II has done in his life. You know, we know that wherever he traveled, miracles were happening. And people are really pulling in what happened. And that's normal. That's what it should be like. It isn't because Pope John Paul was a saint. It's simply because he was a Catholic bishop who believed. Amen? I told you about the bishop I met in America, you know, who had 39 resurrections from the dead. 39 people were raised from the dead through his prayers. And even more, this was 2 years ago. It's a common thing with him. Why? It's normal. You know, I love bishops. I mean, I wish I were a bishop. My father said, we do too. Well, there's hope. But, you know, a bishop has the fullness of the priesthood of Christ. If he realizes, if our bishops would realize what they have, they know what they have, but they don't use it. Bishops are fantastic people, you know. They are really the successors of the apostles. Amen? Every bishop is one is a successor of the apostles. And what are the signs of the apostles, may I ask? In 2 Corinthians 12:12, we find the marks of the apostles. Paul tells the Corinthians, the things that mark an apostle, signs, wonders, and miracles, were done among you with great perseverance. What are the signs of apostles or of bishops? Signs, wonders, and miracles. That is what the New Testament says. Amen. And I was like, no, these things are not for this time. If these people, no, the great power. And I really love them because I know, like John Paul, they can work wonders. Just imagine if all the bishops in the Catholic Church and in other churches would start working these signs and wonders. Just imagine how people in the world would come back to Jesus. Just imagine. Amen. So let's pray for them. Let's encourage them. Let's tell them that we are expecting these things from them. Let's tell them. Let's encourage them. I mean, I tell my bishop these things, you know. I tell you. Once I was there with, I can't spend too much time. But once I was there with Sister Breach McKenna, and I took her to the bishop. And she's a very bold woman, very, very small, but very bold. And at one point, she said, Bishop, kneel down. I want to pray for you. And he knelt down. And she's a type. Huh? But, the church also states in the council's document on the vocation of lay people and in Lumen Gentium also, this is chapter 1, section 3, if anyone wants to check it. I'll read it because I promised I'll read it yesterday or the day before. On all Christians accordingly, rests the noble obligation of working to bring all men throughout the whole world to hear and accept the divine message of salvation. We are called to evangelize, every one of us. Amen? Let no one tell you you cannot preach the gospel. No one. Second, the Holy Spirit, this is the document of the Vatican Council. I'm reading word for word. The Holy Spirit sanctifies the people of God through the ministry and the sacraments. However, for the exercise of the apostolate, he gives the faithful special gifts besides 1 Corinthians 12:7, etc. That is charisms, allotting them to each one as he wills, so that each and all, putting at the service of the others the grace received, may be as good stewards of God's varied gifts for the building up of the whole body in charity. Amen? Now, listen to this. From the reception, because we have received, from the reception of these charisms, even the most ordinary ones, that means expecting even the bigger ones, there arises for each, what's the word? Each, you too, for each of the faithful, the right and duty of exercising them in the church and in the world for the good of men and the development of the church. Of exercising them, listen to this, of exercising them in the freedom of the Holy Spirit, who breathes where he wills, and at the same time in communion with his brothers in Christ and with his pastors especially. It is for the pastors to pass judgment on the authenticity and good use of these gifts, not certainly with a view to quenching the Spirit, but to test but to test everything and keeping what is good. Amen. The charismatic renewal, bless you, is part of the church. The charismatic renewal is part and parcel of evangelization. Amen. We're not on the outskirts. We're not on the periphery, on the fringes. Let no one tell you, put you, make you feel you're on the fringe. You're at the center of the church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important for you. This is the official teaching of the church, okay? And the church realizes the value of the command of Jesus to those who evangelize, whether they're apostles, disciples, or us. Amen? In fact, Jesus said, he made it very clearly, as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely you have received, freely give. They go together. You cannot evangelize without the signs. Amen. And John makes it very clear, very clear. John 14:12 said, I tell you the truth, Jesus said. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And he repeats it. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I mean, can we have greater security knowing that when we're praying, when we're doing these things, we're not on the periphery. This is central to the church. This should be normality. If these things are not happening, that's abnormal. Amen? I mean, if signs and wonders were important for Jesus, do you think you can evangelize without them? It's ridiculous. It's madness. I mean, don't be surprised when these things happen. I'm surprised when they don't happen. Okay? I'm surprised when they don't happen. There is nothing to discuss. Nothing to discuss. It's just like that. It's just fact. As I said, Smith Wigglesworth said, well, you're going to hear about Smith Wigglesworth this evening from Joe Chercop. As he said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. It's so. Full stop. Amen? And I'm just putting together what I said in these 3 days, you know, but just to remind you so that we can pray for these gifts now. And remember what I said about faith. That faith is not a feeling, but something you do. And I said also that you already have within you all the faith necessary. You are the mustard seed. Amen? You remember the mustard seed yesterday? Okay? As I told you, remember that gifts are not signs of personal holiness, but simply obeying Jesus in his commands. You see, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have taught you. Amen? And he taught them how to heal the sick, how to raise the dead. That's part of his teaching. Go and do it. He confirmed it all over the place. First, he gave this gift to the 12. Then he gave it to the 72, or 70 or 72. We find it in. Then he gave it to all those who believe. Mark 16, 17, 18, 19. Huh? Those who believe will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover, and all the other gifts. Amen. I mean, I'm saying these things because I want you all to feel secure in these gifts. Don't doubt. Because if you doubt, then you know what Peter? What happened to Peter when he doubted? We don't doubt. We are secure in the church because this is what God is saying. Amen? Another thing Paul tells the Galatians 3, "You foolish Galatians, after having started in the Spirit, are you now returning to the flesh, to the law?" God is calling us to continue walking in the Spirit. We have been baptized on the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, don't waste what God has given you. As so many people have come, the renewal, this baptism in the Spirit is not a blessing. The baptism in the Spirit is a new way of life. You go into it and walk in it for all your life. Amen. Thousands of people have done the Life in the Spirit seminars. Where are they today? Where are they today? They're as dry as the soil here, because they had a drought, I hear. Yeah? But dry. They've dried up because they haven't walked in the Spirit. It's not just a nice, funny feeling that you get the Holy Spirit. It's a continual walk. And a verb in Greek, walk, is keep on walking in the Spirit. Amen. So I really want to encourage you in this. I remind you what I said also about the fruit of the Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit is what is the character of the Holy Spirit within you. That you bring love, you bring joy, you bring peace, you bring patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control to your communities, to the church. Amen? And I really want to stress this. And if you have failed in these things, don't worry. Get up, repent, and go on. Don't hold back. God has given us His Spirit to set us free. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Amen? We can't be bound. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't pray like that. Don't use oil. Don't use... Come on. This is a living church. Amen? And unless we show life in it, people will think we're all dead. We have to be dead, but dead to self. Amen. Again, I want to remind you about faith. Remember the water. Just let go. Float upon the water. Float in God's love. Just let Him do it, and He will. Amen. We see, I'm going to finish here because I should finish, but I'm going to say a prayer. But I'm trying to round up all we've said. God has also healed our inner selves today. He's given us a lot of freedom. And now, because of this freedom, go and give it to others. Go and embrace your children. How long ago have you embraced your husband or your wife? How long ago? When you're young, you'll do it. But when you're older, you forget it. And there's still that little boy, that little girl inside, crying out for love. And this is how we can transmit the sign of love one to another. By simple things. Be simple. Be simple. Don't complicate things. I think one of the gifts that God seems to have given me, not I say it, but people say it, is that the most complicated theological question, He's given me the ability to bring it into a few words, simply. Be simple. Learn to be simple. Jesus was so simple. That's why He could speak to simple people. Amen. Do it and go and use the gifts of the Spirit. I told you about the creative miracles we are having. We, we're seeing great miracles happening, and stones that are appearing, and gallbladder stones, and all sorts of things. Leg is growing, and it's this kidney that was created, and that guy that was raised from the dead. You know, I mean, so many things, and more. I'm really looking forward for tomorrow. I'm looking forward for tomorrow's healing service. I wonder what God is going to do. Do you wonder? Huh? Wonderful things. It's your faith, you know? Let's really expect a lot. Let's come expecting. Expecting. I mean, I know I can do nothing. I know I have no power to do anything. But I trust Him that He will be here in great power. Amen?